This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Hospitals gone wild. Our team of ACORN and Labor Neighbor Research and Training Center researchers and interns from Tulane have been reviewing the price list posted by hospitals in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas to satisfy new HHS regulations. It's not a pretty story, but we're still vetting the data and compiling the report, so this is not a sneak preview except in one regard, and that is confirming some of what the Wall Street Journal found in a special report looking at the same kind of data nationally. The journal noted that in using data compiled by Turquoise Health Company, a pricing transparency startup, at least 44% of the country's roughly 4,900 short-term rural and children's hospitals had not published data that complied with the January rule as of June 18th. I don't think it's a spoiler alert to share that our team looked at all the hospitals in the three-state area and found that was pretty much the case across the board. Not as high as 44% from our early review, but certainly over 30% when we looked at all private, nonprofit, and other facilities in the area. Knowing that there's a federal regulation that your hospital association held up in court for years until finally throwing in the towel after constant legal defeats, so that the regulation could finally go into effect, doesn't give a hospital an excuse to just not bother. They all should have been good and ready. In our experience, this is pretty typical of hospital impunity and a refusal to be accountable to almost anything but their view of their own divine status. Okay, you may think that's a minor point, but it's part of a larger pattern. The real meat of the journal piece was based on looking at 1,500 hospitals where they could see pricing and insurance amounts paid by either the uninsured or insured. Be ready for this, because this is where we go from impunity to something closer to profiteering on the poor. Breaking the hospitals down into groups and looking at one simple procedure, chest x-rays, they found that there were 586 hospitals that charged cash customers in the top 25% of all patients. 281 were in the third 25%. 336 were in the second 25%. And only 249 were in the lowest bottom 25% of pricing. The math is simple. Way more than 50% of the hospitals charge cash customers without insurance in the top half of their price brackets, underlying the reporter's conclusion that many hospitals charge their highest prices to uninsured people paying cash. We've asked this before, and we'll keep asking this of hospitals and other healthcare providers. What happened to do no harm? And when is the government and the rest of us going to say enough and do something about it? This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.